This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
If you want to see NFL receiver things, like NFL receiver routes, NFL receiver alignment, X receiver stuff, you get it from A.D. Mitchell's film, man. I mean, you really do. The fact that he then translates that to those press coverage, man coverage success rates is really important.
That is a pretty frequent guest of ours, especially at this time of the year, but really all season long and into the offseason. Matt Harmon, reception, perception, Yahoo, NFL receiver analyst, talking about A.D. Mitchell, one of the names that has been talked about certainly as a possibility for the Bills at 28, or if they feel the need to bump up a couple of spots or whatever. Certainly a player that's been mocked. He might be the player who's been most frequently mocked to the Bills, barring a trade. I think if you're interested in seeing a trade up, then you're targeting Brian Thomas Jr. or one of the big three going way, way up. I think if you're staying put and you're putting a mock draft together, A.D. Mitchell is a name that you probably land on. You probably see pretty frequently. I have anyway, seen it pretty frequently. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schoep is out sick today. We got the Sabres coming up. Pregame in less than half an hour. Paul Hamilton will join us live from Tampa for that as a 13th consecutive season out of the playoffs comes to an end for them with game 82 tonight in Tampa. But Bills, receiver, replacing Diggs, Sabres, doesn't seem like a coaching change is in the offing. They announced earlier today that Granato and Adams would be meeting with the media on Friday, and I just don't feel like you would have announced that if you were at all considering making a move on the coach. It feels to me like a declaration by the organization. Like, that's our coach. Come talk to him on Friday. Okay. 803-0550 is the number. Joe is first up this segment. Hi, Joe. Thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to talk over about the trade-up situation. I think that it would actually be detrimental to the Bills if we made a move or we trade up to the top 10 when you're looking at, because we put into perspective here, what receivers in the NFL currently are worth two first-round picks and two second-round picks? There's maybe a couple, maybe Tyreek Hill is the only one that really sticks out to me, but that's exactly what we're going to have to do in order to make this move. And so I'm not totally against the idea of trading away that second round pick that we just got for Diggs, because obviously we do need a receiver. We have a big hole that needs to be filled, but we also have lived firsthand experience. I know it's a different regime. I have more faith in Dean rather than Doug Whaley, but if we can recall, we all lived through that when we missed on Sammy Watkins. It was a big bust and it was a big receiver draft. And so we watched all the players that Sammy was drafted with succeeding in the NFL as we made the move and we missed on Sammy. So I just think that if we were to make a move, trading away that second for somebody who is maybe sticking out to you and you just want to go get him, I respect that. But even if you look at it too, we have glaring holes that need to be filled on defense, in my opinion. We have a few spots such as safety. I think we could use a corner. We obviously know that we need defensive line. We need depth. So to make a move like that, you're trading away, you know, three potential starters in the future. Because obviously, you know, we're trading the first that we already have. But the extra first, the extra 2 seconds, if we miss on those, we're all going to be looking at it like, wow, look at all the other guys that were drafted. And here we are sitting again, missing on a wide receiver that could potentially be the three players that we need in order to get the Super Bowl ring that we've been all waiting for our entire lives.
Joe, that's very well laid out, well thought out, well presented. It is not my favorite idea. It's an idea that has grown on me, the big, bold trade-up, I mean, and parting with those assets. I had stated many times I didn't think Diggs was movable because of the situation the Bills had found themselves in, both financially and roster-wise. I agree with you. I think they do need to replenish. They have 10 picks, though. So I don't think all 10 of those picks are making your team. So you can move some around. The problem is it's going to take the premium assets to get really high to make a move. But I think the reason the idea has grown on me is simply because I need as sure a thing as I can get. And yes, there are misses. And Watkins was one. You know what? One very, very important distinction on the Watkins trade, which I was dead set against. And I mean, I got the crap kicked out of me for weeks, if not years, because I didn't come to the party. Everyone was like, yeah, big bold move. We're going up to get Sammy Watkins. And I'm over here going, I don't have a quarterback, yo. What am I doing paying double if I don't have a quarterback? Well, the opposite couldn't be more true for the current Bills. They've got a rock star, monster, unicorn quarterback. So can I, with that in mind, just sit back? You could. He'll make anybody work. Just pick who's there at 28 and don't worry about it. Man, the idea of going to get a guy with the skill set and the plug and play ability that Aroma Dunze has is really intoxicating to me. It is a little bit like having a second or third drink. Like, I probably shouldn't. I'm going to regret this, but you know, that bartender just put enough orange slice shavings in that old fashioned. I got to have another one. That's how I feel about trading up. They've got holes to fill at receiver. I know the rest of the roster. They've got holes to fill at receiver, and their quarterback is a monster. I think you add that up, and I just envision Brandon Bean going, I got to do something bold, and I'm here for it. It's not my favorite idea, but it's grown on me because of the need they created themselves. I just can't see them sitting back and just taking what comes to them to replace Stephon Diggs, ultimately. That's really what it comes down to. David is next up. Hi, David. Thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Yeah, actually, the last caller kind of stole my thunder. I agree with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, would I love to get one of those top three receivers? Yes, but I do not want to see the Bills mortgage their entire draft in order to do that. I think that the receiver that they will be able to get at 28 is still going to be a very good receiver, and what I would like to see Joe Brady do with our offense is make Kincaid the feature like Kansas City does with Kelce. In fact, if I had one piece of advice to give Joe Brady, I would tell him to watch every single game film tape of Kansas City for the last 2 years and watch exactly what Andy Reid does to scheme Kelce open, because he's not that fast. He's not, I mean, Kincaid is faster than Kelce. If Kelce can get wide open like he does, literally, it seems like on every play, I don't see why we can't do the same thing with Kincaid. I want to see a lot more play action this year. I want to see a lot more pre-snap motion this year. And I think that we need to do that instead of, talked about, you know, trading away two firsts, two seconds, and then, you know, now we're in the fourth round before we're picking another player. I don't want to see them do that.
All right, David, thank you. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely merit to that. It is a steep price to pay. I feel like it's more called for than ever with the build of this team right now and the quarterback and the state of the receiver position on it. But of course, like, ideally, would you rather be able to just sit back and take a guy at 28 that you can expect the same plug and play ability out of? Yeah. I would hope that can happen. I don't know about hoping for that as a plan. That's the thing. Like, what's the plan? Is the plan to just, well, I like these two or three guys, but if they're gone, we're drafting Edge, and then, oh my God, I don't even want to come in the Friday after round one if they don't come out of Thursday with a receiver. I just can't even imagine what it's going to be like around here. I will be here. Don't worry. You weren't worried anyway. I mean, whatever. If I weren't here, someone else would be in here talking. So, you know, we get by. 803-0550 is the number. Thank you for the calls. We'll hit a timeout here. Still time for you at 803-0550. Sabres and Lightning coming up at 7. Pre-game rolls in about 20 minutes with me. I'm the Bulldog. Mike is off today. This is WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.